This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIPP's Legacy Transuranic Waste Disposal Plan demonstrates DOE's broken promises. Get your comments in by Friday, January 3rd, 2025. The New Mexico Environment Department's hazardous waste permit for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIPP requires the Department of Energy, DOE, to submit a legacy transuranic or TRU waste disposal plan to the Environment Department. DOE submitted its inadequate plan on November 4th for a 60-day public comment period which ends on Friday, January 3rd, 2025. A sample public comment letter you can use is available at our website at nuclearactive.org. The DOE plan ignores the promises DOE made to New Mexicans. WIPP was sold as a pilot project to clean up Cold War legacy radioactive and hazardous waste at DOE's nuclear weapon sites located across the country. It was a test case for the deep geologic disposal of transuranic or plutonium-contaminated nuclear waste made during the Cold War. DOE promised it would clean up all its transuranic waste, ship it to WIPP for disposal, and close WIPP after 25 years of operation. WIPP opened in 1999 and was scheduled to close in 2024. But DOE changed its mind. DOE now wants to keep WIPP open until at least 2083 for the transuranic waste created by fabricating new plutonium triggers or pits for nuclear weapons at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and the Savannah Riverside in South Carolina. DOE is ignoring its promises and the buried transuranic waste at LANL that needs to be packaged and shipped to WIPP. Further, there are 2,025 transuranic waste containers stored above ground in the Area G fabric tents in a wildfire zone. New Mexicans can challenge DOE's plan through the WIPP Hazardous Waste Permit and the three new permit conditions that address the need for another nuclear waste repository in a state other than New Mexico. The need to prioritize and reduce risk of transuranic waste stored in New Mexico, and the need for a legacy TRU waste disposal plan that prioritizes disposal of Cold War legacy waste over newly generated nuclear waste, including at LANL. DOE's plan fails to define legacy waste. DOE's definition is explicitly intended to include as legacy waste whatever any DOE site describes as legacy, including waste generated more than a decade after WIPP opened. The plan also includes as legacy waste quote-unquote surplus plutonium the DOE plans to ship and process at LANL and dispose of at WIPP. DOE will submit the public comments to the Environment Department before the end of January. The Environment Department will determine whether DOE met the permit requirements for the plan. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.